Special Olympics Polar Plunge coming Sunday. February 5th is the date of the plunge, but they do a whole weekend. They have a chili cook-off. They do a dog walk. They do a run you participate in. That's on the Saturday, a 5K. Uh-huh. So a bunch of stuff going on. It's such an awesome vibe. If you've never done the Polar Plunge, we're there every year. I did it a couple years ago, and it's such a cool vibe. You're on the beach, thousands and thousands of people. People get dressed up. Uh-huh. To the nines for costume themes for their team. So we are the Eagle 97.7 Snowlympians.
I like it.
I'm plunging. You can join the station. You can join our plunge team, the Eagle 97.7 Snowlympians. You can find out more about that on the all-new Eagle977.com.
So was you working on here, or was you on our sister station Cool the last time you...
I was on Cool 101.3 on our sister station a few years ago when I did it. So 3 years ago, I guess, at this point.
Maybe four, because you've been here. And actually, you must have. Did you do it just before you came here? That was March. So 3 years. So are you prepared? Because you can't, you've got to have a game plan.
No, you run in the water, and you run out. And when I went last year, a couple years ago, it was 50-some degrees. Ended up being a really nice day. I'm like, this will be cool. And I dived in the water. I'm like, that's not that cold. And I went to stand up, and I couldn't.
That's when it gets you.
Yeah.
And I've been there many years, and I know 1 year, it was near 70 degrees, like mid-60s, and it was perfect. And then you get other years where it's like it is right now.
Yeah.
So you want to hope it's not like it is right now.
True.
Because that will burn. But you need to do some preparation for that, because
how do you prepare?
Well, you got to think about, like, if it's a day like today and you're all wrapped up and you've got everything all on, and then all of a sudden you're gonna not say when I say you peel everything off, but like you get
down to your bathing suit
and then you run and you jump in and that water is as cold as you think it could be. Like, you've got to mentally prepare yourself for that. You can't just go boom straight away.
You shock the system.
No, there's no shock in the system, none. So I have to help you get prepared for this, I think.
No.
Hang on.
How come you have the best ideas for everybody else?
This is good.
When you're not involved in it, you have all the ideas.
This is called Amy's preparation.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead. So, let's see what you have planned for me. I like this.
So one thing I think you should maybe do to help you with the cold is, I'm trying to think of, there's a butcher shop in Dover. Is it Haas Family Butchers? I need to speak to those guys, because they'll have one of those, like, cold meat storage fridges.
No, with all the raw meat?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Think of all the raw meat you're going to be standing around at the plunge. Ooh. That's all going to be there and raw and cold. Like, maybe go and, like, stand in there for, like, 60 seconds in your bathing suit. With the door closed.
That sounds terrible.
No, but you've got to get your body used to this.
No, you have to. I don't want to do that at all.
I need to, and I've got some, because I use them for soccer. I've got some soccer cones. I can put certain distance, so you can do some quick sprints from the beach and kind of, like, make sure you get in that water quick.
Do you have a whole game plan laid out here?
Oh yeah, as soon as you said you was talking about this, I'm like, okay, well, she needs to do this and this will be fun.
Are you doing it, Petch?
I'm doing the run the day before.
It goes to benefit 4,000 Special Olympics in Delaware. Olympians in Delaware.
That's why I'm doing the run the day before. So I'm doing my bit the day before. Mm-hmm. You're doing your bit on the plunge.
Your 5K, you just trot along, take walk breaks.
I think maybe as well, I'll do the nice thing. I'll put my hand in my pocket at my own expense, and I'll go to Wawa, get a couple of big bags of ice, let them melt down a little bit, and then we'll get you in the parking lot, and we'll get some cold water and stuff and throw that on you. And
you're a jerk.
No, you've got to get prepared. I can't.
We have four weeks.
Listen, I can't have you letting the side down.
You know what? As to be a good sport,
okay,
I will allow. Let's see. We have what? We have 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Right.
Until the plunge.
Okay.
I will allow you to do one thing a week.
Okay.
You can have one thing set up for me a week.
All right. Okay. I like that plan.
You can join our Polar Plunge team, the Eagle 97.7 Snow Olympians. It's a great time. It's a great cause. You can find out everything you need to know. You can donate. If you don't want to donate your body, you can donate your money. We like that just as much.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'm trying to look at you. So be a part of the team. You can find out more on the all-new Eagle977.com.